The man convicted of killing two Alaska state troopers in the interior village of Tanana in 2014 was sentenced yesterday to 203 years in jail. 22-year-old Nathaniel Congas was convicted of the murders of Sergeant Scott Johnson and Trooper Gabe Rich. Colonel James Cockrell is the director of the Alaska State Troopers.
It was very, very emotional, and I think there was, after the sentence, there was somewhat a sigh of relief, too, and because, I think it helps in the healing process.
Cockrell says the courtroom was filled with law enforcement, community members, and the families of the slain troopers. Nathaniel Congas was convicted in May on two counts of first-degree murder and one count of third-degree assault. Cockrell says he's satisfied with the trial's outcome.
There's not any more serious crime that you can have to premeditatedly kill two law enforcement officers who are acting within the scope of their duties in a professional way. There was nothing that we did that provoked the actions of that Nathaniel Congas shooting both of our troopers in ambush.
Each murder charge carries a mandatory 99-year sentence, and the assault charge carries an additional 5. Congas also faces fines and more than $2.5 million in restitution payments. Cockrell says the troopers' deaths accentuate the need to cultivate stronger relationships between law enforcement and local communities.
Because it doesn't matter the amount of training that you have when you're in an ambush situation. You can't train for that, and you still have to be free and open to contact citizens, and you can't always be on your guard, and certainly they have an upper hand. So the more we work within our communities, I think the better off we are as a agency, more effective we are.
Nathaniel Congas was convicted of shooting the troopers when they came to Tanana to arrest his father, Arvin Congas, who had threatened a village safety officer with a rifle. Arvin is serving time for evidence tampering and is eligible for parole in several years. Judge Lyle ordered no contact between the father and son in order to ensure the safety of corrections officers. Dorothy Homage, a reporter with the Fairbanks Newsminer, has been following the case and was in the courtroom during the sentencing. She says it wasn't as crowded as at the trial, but for the first time, many of the victims' family members made statements.
They were, of course, it was, you know, gut-wrenching. There were a lot of tears in the courtroom. There was, especially after Sergeant Johnson's wife spoke about how difficult it is to raise her children, the hold that his death has left in their lives, and how she's having such a hard time moving on. It's been draining on everybody. I mean, everybody, most of the people there knew both of those troopers, and it was, hard to hear, but they got through it, and hopefully, maybe now, they may get some closure. I don't know, but at least the process is over.
Did Gabe Rich's family have anything to say?
His father said it broke his heart that his grandsons would grow up without their father and never get to know what a loving, compassionate, charismatic person he was. And then his father, whose name is David, he leveled most of his ire, I believe, at Kangas's parents, Irvin and Judy. And he said, although I agree you should spend the rest of your life in prison for what you did, the real criminals in this sad affair are your parents. Your father for setting an example of misplaced hatred, mistrust, and blatant disrespect for authority, and your mother for her ignorance and apathy.
Did Nathaniel Congas seem to show any remorse, or did he say he was sorry?
He did say he was sorry, yes. He said, I know they were good people, and I'm truly sorry. He's a very quiet young man, very subdued. Sergeant Johnson's wife did request that he turn and face her while she made her statement. And she kept her head down, and he would glance down and then occasionally glance up at her and blink and glance down with his hands clasped, kind of rubbing his thumbs against each other. But he did sit there and he listened. But what else could he do?
That was reporter Dorothy Homage, a reporter with Fairbanks Newsminer who attended Congress's sentencing hearing.